meeting of the special meeting. Oh, thank you, of our board of trustees. It must be here.
It's in there
too. Do we have anything?
No speaker slips.
Awesome. Okay. No comments. No comments. Then I'm going to just move us right on into the purpose of this meeting, being our superintendent search planning, and our expectation is we'll try to get through timelines and identify some groups for input and look at some of the qualities and characteristics that the board might be looking for. And I guess it says timeline, also calendar, so.
Well, I'll just tell you what we're going to try and do and get you out in a timely fashion today, but this is probably going to be a real important meeting, and it's a shame that board member Salazar cannot be here. And, but we'll work with him, and if need be, I will contact him and see if there's any issues that he may have or whatever it may be. But I think the biggest challenge for us today is to get ourselves organized. And so you know what's happening when, and your community will know what's happening when. I think that it's important that we kind of come together today on some dates that all of you can be here. And example, you will see earlier that Mrs. Muir, that you're going to be leaving and you'll be out of the country from the first to the
21st.
So one of the first things that we will do to include you is I will come and meet with you next week to get your input on one-on-one, because the day we'll be here for focus groups, we will be doing that. Hopefully you'll be able to schedule one day or the other so we can do it individually. You may be with Dr. Cash or myself or whatever it may be. You will see at your table there an agenda that we put together, and hopefully you will have that. We'd like to walk you through that and just talk to you. Do they have that, Cindy?
Oh,
yes.
My problem is I came in with too many papers.
Me too.
We'll both go. Cindy and Cindy.
Yes. That's right. Put a little blue in the corner.
Got it.
Yeah. But basically, this is the agenda. It's right there in the corner, I think. You see them?
You got it right there in your hand. Nope, the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. No problem. But you will see on this agenda, I'd like to kind of walk it through, and Dave, Dr. Cash and I will be able to kind of walk you through some things that we think are really important. But you'll see that our contact information is there. And anytime you have any question whatsoever, you will let Dr. Cash or myself know. What I'm going to try and do is have intermittent updates for you to let you know how things are progressing. And Cindy was nice enough to send me your contact information. I hope you don't mind me bothering you via email. And I have your phone numbers as well. But I think that the contract that should be executed, I think, on the part of the San Diego Union High School District.
Signed it, yes.
Yes, and so that's taken care of. I want to be able to review the process with you, and I want to hold off on that because I've developed, Dr. Cash and I has put together a draft calendar that we'll share with you, and that's when I want you to get your calendars out and accommodate all of you to be able to make sure that you're going to be here on those days. But I want to make sure that one thing, that this search is going to be a search that I'm trying to accommodate your timelines, but at the same token, I want to be able to have a really quality search without just bringing anybody to you. Dr. Cash and I have already had conversations with people about San Diego, and you know, various questions like, first one is, what's the board like? And one sent me an article that was put in your local paper, and he says, is this the board? I says, this is the board. And I said to this individual, listen, you know, it's a great opportunity for you to come and work with a board that's really invested in kids. This is a great district, and I've worked here before, so I know San Diego
very
well.
Amazing district.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So, you know, they'll ask, you know, do they have a salary set yet? We'll talk about that today. You know, what's the timeline? We'll talk about that today. You know, who's going to be the board liaison? I says, you don't really need to know because you're not going to be contacting board members. Dr. Cash or myself. And so there's interest out there, and we told you when we presented that we've already had some people that have asked us if, you know, we get the search, is it a good place to come, and so forth. And I can't tell you how strongly I feel about San Diego Union High School District, so it's a great place. One thing I want to emphasize to you is we are going to be recruiting people once we hear what you'd like to have, what the community is looking for, what some of the challenges are, what some of the strengths of the district are. And we'll be recruiting people that will meet your needs, not just what we're looking for, but what the San Diego Union High School District community, teachers, staff, focus people that want to talk to us. But one thing that we're going to insist upon is the confidentiality of the search. Because some of these people who will be tapping on the shoulder are going to be people that are already sitting superintendents. And they would not like to have any of their names out in the paper or whatever it may be until they get to the finals. And that's something that we insist upon. Once you get to the finals before the board, once you interview the first round, it's great. But if you get to the finals, you better be telling your board and your community that you're invested in coming to San Diego. Mm-hmm. So that's important. And I think it's really nice that we agree on that. But Dave, you may want to talk about the confidentiality of some of the issues that we're going to be dealing with.
Well, you will actually have you sign a confidentiality agreement once we open the board portal, because at that point you'll have access to every application and all the materials, and that'll be important. And two of the people that have spoken with me are sitting superintendents and will insist, won't be an active applicant unless it is confidential.
I know Che, the superintendent, reached out to me, and I didn't respond because I don't, he's got to go through the process. So it doesn't behoove me to talk to him or anything else. I just don't do anything.
My suggestion, because that will happen, is basically you want to let them know that, you know, we'd like to have you have communication with Dr. Cash or Dr. Castro, that here's the phone number. So that way, you know, they're not going to be saying, well, I talked to Mrs. Muir and she said that.
That's why I didn't respond. Because I thought either way, it's not a, just go through the process. Just go through the process. That's it.
We're going to go through the schedule and timeline, which I'll spend a lot of time doing, but I want to move to number 7 because this is something, and Cindy, if you would be kind enough to take some of this information.
Sure.
I'm giving you their examples of individuals that you would like to have invited to come and meet with us. And these are critical stakeholders that you're aware of in the community that you would insist us to have invited. And basically, this letter would come from your board president inviting them. I've already given a sample copy to Cindy, and she's got it, so it's no work for her other than just putting a name and time and place once we decide when that's going to be. But if you take a look at this list, if you want to give some names out today, that would be very, very helpful. Of people that you think need to come and meet with us, and we'll talk about a date on that once we get to the calendar.
You say government leadership, what cities are you talking about? All the cities that where San Diego is involved in?
Absolutely. If you know people in Del Mar and Solana Beach and Encinitas, but these are people that you know that you'd like to get their input. And usually what happens is they get this letter of invitation, which is pretty impressive, coming from the board president saying, we're doing a search. We'd love to have you come and meet with our consultants on such and such a day. Call Cindy and basically schedule a time that's convenient for you, and we will do that. So if you want to give us some names today.
Well, so is that something with that, like as you're saying, we've got several different cities, they would be each individually, or would you do something more as a group on focus days and they can all chime in?
It would be great to have in the best way that you feel. So, if you, in some circumstances where there are multiple cities in one for one school district, there might be some animosity between some of the city leaders.
No.
You may want them separated.
They'll only get 10 minutes.
Then they should all be part of it. They should all come to one and meet with either Dr. Castrita or myself at one time and give us their perspective.
Okay.
That would be good.
And I don't know, since we have 5 feeder districts as well, I don't know if we want to include input from them, whether it's superintendent or something else, if they're available. I don't know if we've done that before.
We found that to be very productive,
because
especially with your feeder districts, when you invite, a board member or two, or even invite the superintendent, or those community members that you know of, to meet with us. And basically the way it works is they will call in, and we will be here from 8 in the morning till 5 or 6 at night. So they'll call Cindy and say, I'm available at 11. Is there a slot available on Monday or Tuesday? Because that's the days we'll work.
So we can send you names then?
or give us names today.
Give us names today, and or because it'll be Cindy that will be sending out the letters directly to them.
Yeah, so I would say all the superintendents probably from all the districts.
Okay.
And then I'm seeing PTA and PTO Council. We actually have very active involved foundation.
That's great.
Executive directors as well as like presidents, et cetera, their own councils. So I would like to have their input for sure.
Well, and we could probably say you or your designee or something, you know, since it's summer, because if the president's gone, maybe she'll say, but so-and-so will be able to get on it. But
I know Cindy has access to all of that because we meet with those leaders on a quarterly basis.
That's great.
I would strongly encourage you to send out information to your unions.
Oh, sure.
And that would be really important. Union leadership, they want to be in their executive board. We'll slot a time for them that they can meet to us as a group. And teachers like to meet in groups for some reason. Also, your administrative staff is really important for us to listen to what they have to say. I think, you know, especially those people that are in the school business right now, with the exception of the leadership of the union, you can post that on your website, or if you want to have something sent out to the school sites, to the principals, letting them know, or to who's the head of the management, so they know that they're available to come and meet with us. And also, your IT person that I'd like to talk to, because I want to have the website identify superintendent search, because the calendar we put on there, the leadership profile will be put on there, because that's where people will look at when they're thinking about coming to San Diego, because they'll see what necessarily not the board is looking for, but what the community is looking for, what the teachers are looking for, what the staff's looking for, classified employees, all those things. And that'll kind of give them a heads up as whether they think they really have the ability to do.
What about, I know at least, I see here from like 2007, we had where the certificated executive committee had an opportunity, but then there was an open forum for certificated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Whoever
same
wants,
classified.
Whoever wants to meet with us.
Yeah, we'll meet with them. Absolutely.
But you'll have the calendar. This time, whatever location.
Well, no. Cindy already has a sampled schedule. And for day one, day two, and from 8 to 8:30, 8:40 will be first group, and then whatever time. And then teachers, if they're still going summer school or whatever, they can come after school. She'll have the calendar. We'll do that, and we also will spend one night at a community forum
that anybody can go to. Yeah. Except for we wouldn't want you all to go, because we wouldn't want you to get quartered.
Did we talk about doing a north and a south end of our two of
our districts?
Sure, can we do two? I think that's helpful since geographically traffic.
It's a far-flung district.
This is your search.
Sure.
Well, I think having either 2 days, two times, two locations, something, then people can.
We're going to be here for 2 days. We'll talk about the days. So we'll probably finish about five or so. So the community meeting, you'll tell us where you want to have it, in the north or the south.
Okay.
And we'll be there at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, whatever you think is appropriate for your community. And we'll be asking the same questions. Mm-hmm. And I'll be saying, in essence, as old Dr. Cash, what are the Board of Education would love to have your input into their search process. And the questions I want to ask you this evening are basically, what are the challenges you think are facing this district and this new superintendent coming in? What's some of the strengths of the district that you see? And one of us will be taking copious notes. And what are the characteristics you'd love to see in this next superintendent? And all that will be coming from the community. And you'll be able to see all their comments and so forth on that.
Do we have any thoughts when we're speaking to our the city councils and so forth as to whether we just say, please send a designee, a representative, or whether we're asking?
Oh, they would come.
No, I'm saying, do we just say to the mayor, please attend, or do we say... I mean, when we were at the Encinitas meeting, liaison meeting the other day, it wasn't the mayor that was there, but Tasha Horvath and Joe were both there, and but they were saying, oh, you know, please, we'd like to participate.
Yeah.
Although I'm looking here in 2007, it says mayor, city councils, and city executives. No one attended. So, wow. You know, we'll see.
Well, we can put it out there.
But absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
It's important to do it. And looking at the list, it seems very complete, except for the ones we've kind of added. The
sure.
Local. So, I would say everybody on the list, and I think we've got all the contact information.
Mm-hmm. So your email is, let's say they can't make it, can they email you directly?
Oh, absolutely. Or they can call us on the phone.
Online survey,
too. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Right.
But basically, so then let's leave it at this so we're all on the same page. So you will have names specifically that you'd like to see, and you'll let Cindy know that. And she's got contact information for all these groups you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That way, she can send something out ASAP, so it gives us some time to plan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So are we okay with that?
I'm questioning the private school representatives. What's the rationale behind that?
Well, do you have any private schools that send students to the
Rancho Santa Fe? Rancho Santa Fe sends kids to...
Rancho Santa Fe is part of our district.
Yeah. I mean, they're
once kids get to,
yeah.
But
there
once
are,
they get
there
to
are,
sixth grade.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't know, do we get Rose school kids?
That would be your call.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If that's key, then you know, if it's not, then don't worry about it.
Yeah.
In some districts, that there's a, you know, they're a large elementary is tip the more typical private school setup.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So
we have a couple little, I mean, there's a couple of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I think it would be hard
change,
because there are so many different ones. I don't know how we would choose between.
And I don't think we get a great number of transfers in general.
Then you wouldn't don't need to worry about that.
That, and I'm not sure we have a clergy association. That's
yeah. That would be a question. Sometimes the superintendent might meet with faith leaders on a regular basis from all the different faiths in the community. But if that's not the case, then there's no reason.
There's a breakfast once a year or something. But there's not. There's not a lot of organized.
Okay.
So you will then take names from the board.
Yes.
And you've got my form letter that
mm-hmm.
I put together
yes.
for you, and you'll
mm-hmm.
get that out once we decide on a date.
Yes.
Do you have the template
yes,
for the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
great.
Joanne CC'd me on everything.
Yeah, good. Okay. Your staff has been great. I've been working with your staff, and they're just fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for doing that. Dave, why don't you cover the survey and let them know what that's all about.
Sure. We want to send the survey out as quickly as we can. What other in English and Spanish in this part of California are the two primary languages that we'd expect? Would those be the languages that you'd like to see it in?
Mandarin probably too.
Mandarin?
Especially the South. We've got a 26%.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure it's higher now since they did the census.
In that one portion, not district wide.
Yeah.
Community.
Well, it's an option.
It's an option.
Yeah,
they
would.
Turn it down.
All right, and then we'd want you to identify six groups that you'd like to have this subgrouping with. Students.
Explain what subgrouping, what that means.
Well, that would be students, parents with children in the district, community members, certificated staff, classified staff. So really it'd be up to you to pick those six. And then those would be six subgroups that you are particularly interested in hearing and understanding what do parents in the district say, what do teachers say, what do classified support staff say, what does just community members say.
So you rattled off five. What would be other?
Well, in a district like this, you might want to have students also participate.
I thought that was one of the ones you said. I mean, I'm just trying to think beyond the five you rattled off.
Students. Teachers, classified staff, administrators, community members, and parents with children in the district.
The reason for that rationale is that you will get some really rich communication.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to put their name on it, but you'll see it's coming from this group, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And that'll help you formulate some real positives or things that should be concerns for the board.
And how do you get it out to, I mean, I understand how to get it out to emails that we have through the district, but how do you get it out to the community?
Well, we'll want to make sure that your local newspapers hopefully give you free ad space to say you're conducting the search and you're interested in input, and here's where they would go, and it would be basically a a link to the webpage. They go onto the webpage, and the front page of your webpage would say superintendent search, online survey. They click on that. It takes them right to the survey.
Do you know if we were to do something like we do other announcements that we share with all the press, is that a way to do it?
Absolutely.
We're doing this, yeah. And then they can...
And if you have, I don't know what communication tool you use, like typical school messenger or parent square, we'll talk to your staff about that. We'd want that to, a blast of that to go to everybody as well, and make sure that we basically blanket the community with the opportunity to take the survey.
And you don't have to do anything with the survey. We do all the tabulations. We get the results. We show you what the results are, numbers of people who participated, the groups that participated. You'll see all this information. I think it's really good information.
Yeah, it's great data for you. And it's what's really helpful is that you can look at some common themes that you'll see from various of those six subgroups. Mm-hmm. And that will be, I would think, very helpful.
Patterns.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you might see some outliers, too. That will also be helpful. But because we tab it in those six, and then we give you also the gross data, it's good. It doesn't require a doctorate in qualitative analysis or quantitative analysis to understand it. It's very straightforward. Very straightforward.
Well, and again, we've done this again. This is the third time, so it's always interesting to see how it changes from a couple of years ago, what's kind of going on in the minds of the community and the families.
Well, you know, what's really important, too, it sends a signal to that this board wants to have the search be transparent. Mm-hmm. And that's really a positive for you folks. Some boards like to hide the ball, and this is our search, and we're going to do it internally. But I think this is something that's very positive for this board, and I really want to be transparent in this process. So with that said, I don't know if you have a populations person here in the district at all.
We don't at this
point. No, we don't.
So basically, I really think whoever is working your information to contact the newspapers, because that's the first thing, your local newspapers, to let them know that the search is going on. There'll be a survey coming where they can log on to the survey, and the nights that you decide today, town hall meetings, so people can be aware of that, what schools and so forth that we can be.
I think the trick will be if anyone has any helpful, because I know in some of the papers there's been the, what do they call it, like board clips or board there, where they kind of say what's going on, but a lot of the community won't be looking there, so it is finding a way for it to be in an article or a advertisement that's more in their face, not the two lines that says San Diego Board agreed to a superintendent search.
And I think
be a survey.
Our local papers are most of the community papers are owned by one company.
Right.
So if we get it to them, it's easy, they'll get it out. And we have some reporters that are really in tune. They come to our board meetings, they report. So I think that area will be able to do it. But also social media is a way that we've been able to reach people
too. Yes, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
One thing that I'd like to have your IT guy maybe meet with us or call me or Dr. Cash.
They can call me.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll.
But basically, is I'd like to get it on your website. Also, that information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yes.
You'd be surprised how many parents look at your website to be able to see what's going on. So, we try to cover all the bases on that. So, in conclusion, there that we picked up the six groups.
And three languages: English, Spanish, and Mandarin.
And we're basically going to canvass this through the press, the website, and word of mouth that we have out there. And we're going to invite the people that this board wants to have specially invited with letters. Okay? Sounds good.
I'm sorry. I thought of one other group, which was the ICOC is our bond committee. So I think representation
would be really important. The number of candidates, we'll get into that when we get into this calendar that we proposed to you today. But, I think that here's the process. You're going to have probably, I'm guessing, anywhere from 30 to 45 applicants. I mean, I think that's the pool you're going to get. Those are people that have seen it on EdJoin. They've seen it on EdCal. If you want to do it a national search, we'll get it on EdWeek.
I want a national search.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But basically, we'll have maybe, I would say, probably 30 to 45 applicants. The way it'll work is this. You will have a portal that you can see every application once the job closes. That way you can be at home, look at the applications, and take a look at all the people that have applied. You may want to pick some favorites out, whatever it may be. But what we will do is Dr. Cash and I will separately say, okay, Dave, who are your top 10? When you've looked at all and vetted all of them. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, here's my top 10, here's your top 10. And hopefully it'll be meshing. Mm-hmm. If not, we may go to 10 or 12 people that are the top people in the group because we feel they meet the characteristics of what you're looking for. And then what we'll do is, you'll see on the calendar, we'll get it to you in a minute, we will spend a Saturday somewhere. Dave and I, we're going to interview these people one-on-one. They'll come in from wherever they're coming in on their nickel, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going to meet with us hopefully at one of the hotels here or at the district office. I prefer not the district office because it's confidential, but I like to maybe have them meet someplace. And Dave and I will interview these people. And after that interview, Dave and I will then sit down and decide, you know, who are the top 5 to 7 people we want to present to the board. That does not mean that you don't get to select whoever you may have thought was great. And we should have an answer for if, you know, I really thought Dave Cash was a really good guy. Now, why didn't you bring him forward to us? And I would say, well, Dave Cash is under a, been dismissed from his job. So anyway, you will have that information for us so we can answer to you why they're not coming forward. It doesn't mean that you still don't want to see, you may want to see
them
anyway.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what I've done the last maybe 4 or 5 years is boards don't like superintendents with a lot of baggage because then you've got to respond to your community. Why in the world would you hire this guy? Just see the Google search on this guy because you will Google search these people. So that process will be there. So then we will spend time with you presenting each one of the candidates we believe you should take a serious look at. And what we'll do then is then we will say, okay, of these 7, how many do you want to see? And usually I like to narrow it down to at least 4 or 5. And then we'll set up a date where you will have your first round of interviews. And before you do that, we will take you through a series of questions that we think you may want to consider. But that doesn't mean that you can't add your own questions. And they will spend... Now, our search process is probably a little different than when you've had. Dr. Cash and I aren't in the room.
Yeah, and I really want to make sure you understand why we're not, because we don't want the candidates to be interviewing for us, for other positions that our firm may have open. We want the candidates interviewing for you and this position.
So I have a question. So when it comes down to the money, is that you're not going to be involved in that at all?
We will be.
No, we will be.
We will be.
In what way?
Basically working with the board if, in fact, you find a candidate, and once we decide... You know, and I'm going to recommend to you that you make this position negotiable so you're not setting a salary. And that way you can negotiate with this candidate wherever you want. You can tell us, this is as high as we want to go. Our current superintendent's making $10 for the year. We'll go to 12 if we really like this candidate. Mm-hmm. But I've had candidates come in that said, these are large districts. You know, I'll come if they pay me $400,000 or $500,000. And I'll say, well, thank you very much. The board will not go that high. Okay. Great. So then that eliminates that.
I guess I'm in the actual negotiation. When they're there, you won't be in the room. We're actually negotiating.
The contract?
At that point.
No.
Right.
We can be if you'd like us to, but you have a legal firm that you work with.
Right.
I don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I just finished the search, and I was in the negotiations with the attorney, with the board, because they wanted me to be in the conversation. So, again, that's whatever you would like us to do.
Okay. Thank you.
So anyway, so now you're getting down to... You're getting down to the nitty-gritty of basically these are the 4 or 5 candidates we really want to see. We will contact them. Our interview process is 2 hours.
Right.
And basically, so if you want 5 candidates, that's 10 hours of time that you have. You'll probably do it in 2 days. Okay. 3 in one day, 2 in the next day. And I'll take you through. We'll take you through a process that will kind of ooze off the island. You know, and we'll get consensus from the board and... And I want to hear from Joyce and Beth and Amy and Maureen and Mr. Salazar about your impression of each candidate. That way you'll be able to hear where everybody's coming from. And then you will take a little ballot, and this is the person we don't want to see come back. and it usually is a pretty slick process, and you'll narrow it down to your finalists being two or three. And when it gets to that point, all five people that interview with you, or seven, or whatever you want to interview, they're serious candidates. They're not doing this because one thing I detest is, I'm a sitting superintendent. I really want my board to give me a higher salary, so they don't want to lose me. So I'm applying, but we'll smell that out. Mm-hmm. So you're not being used by any of the candidates. So these will be candidates that really want to come to San Diego. And then you'll see in the process here that basically, you know, we'll give you some dates, and there'll be dates around your schedule. One thing that Dave, maybe you can talk about internal candidates, Dave.
Yeah, well, if you do have some internal candidates, we'd like to know who they are and how you'd like us to treat them. If we would treat them the same as all the external candidates, or if you believe that every internal candidate should get an interview or get screened by Dr. Castrita and myself, we'll basically work at your direction as to how you'd like to see that happen.
I think we should encourage anyone to apply and not just get in the pool.
That I think is probably the most transparent and the best business practice. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Great.
That's really important, because sometimes boards say, well, we have one candidate that we'd really like to have you interview, and it turns out that candidate was not moved forward by us.
Sure.
And then you're saying, well, I thought we said we wanted to interview this person, and so we want to get that real clear. I think the best policy is what you just said that morning, is that have them compete with everybody else.
Yeah, that's the best business practice, and that's the easiest to explain to everybody in the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Critical question. Candidate expenses. Let's say you have somebody from Washington or New York or Arizona or Boston. How do you want to deal with the expenses for those people flying in for their first interview?
Last time we didn't do anything, they pay their own expenses.
Well, then you're saying there's the one where they just do the pre-screening.
They pay their own expenses.
But if they're one of our five or seven finalists or semifinalists, whatever they're calling them, what do we want to do there?
I don't think we paid them last time. And I don't know if I can call them.
I don't think we've had
for anything.
We did have one come from one.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And we didn't pay. We came. What's your...
You're talking about Cam?
No.
We
had
one.
What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, from
North.
Go ahead, Dr.
Cash. Well,
what's the best practice on that?
To pay them to come.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reasonable expense, and, you know, economy, not first class.
But not paid for a spouse. I know someone who has spouse before, so we're not.
That's right. Just a candidate.
Let me just
they fly in and out. Though it might be good for anyone outside of the area that is a serious and high-quality national candidate to spend at least a day in the community. So you might also, that might also include a hotel, one night at a hotel.
Okay.
I would suggest, you know, that I've seen this process where I've had comments like, well, we don't pay our teachers to we don't fly them in when we interview them. Okay. Right. We're not paying anything. But they passed up an outstanding candidate that was from out of state, because he said, if the board is not interested, at least let me fly in. This guy was from Boston, and dynamite candidate. He says, you know, I just can't do that.
Can't justify it.
I can't do it. So I said, okay, that's fine. So I think the best policy is if they're going to come and interview with you, and they're flying in from, and I'm not talking about, you know, from Sacramento to here, because they can get a flight back. But if somebody's from out of state, we really encourage them to come visit your district.
Yes.
I mean, I want them to see your schools.
We actually had a candidate pull up the last minute that was from New York, and I always wondered about that, is that he was thinking, if you're not invested in me, why should I bother?
Well, that's the, what Dr. Castrita, that's
pulled
the,
out like the night before.
That's the common response.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hate to see that.
Especially
happen.
When you're booking something so last minute. But I don't want you to.
So, in fact, when we get to, you know, expenses, and this is going to be a national search, and we'll talk about that, and it sounds like you want it to be a national search. But we'll be very sensitive to that. I mean, that's why it's really important for us to take a look at these people face to face, because people look good on paper. Yeah, they really do. And
we learned that last round.
I want to look at wipe of their eyes and see that they're as good as they are on paper.
So what are you saying? You're saying flight, hotel, and a stipend?
No.
Just flight. I just want to make sure that
flight, hotel.
I'm clear on what that means. Yeah.
And we will encourage them if they're within state. If somebody applies from Sacramento, or Timbuktu in Sacramento area, we'll fly them in, Southwest, get them out of here. But if somebody's flying in from a distance, then they'll come in the night before. And we encourage them to take a look at their schools because your schools are a selling point. I mean, your schools are fantastic.
I think when you present this, I'd like you to say that we're looking for the best.
Absolutely.
And that, and flying out here, that means we're interviewing the best.
That's great.
Yeah.
Best.
Okay.
Good business
that
practice.
People are going to ask, that we're paying for this, working for the absolute best. And if you think that's where they're coming from, then they should come here.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Advertising. And it gets us to a point, do we still want to do the national search?
Yes.
I would still come. I think I made a comment before. I'm interested in us throwing the net that wide. But again, it comes for me somewhat time-wise. I don't know what the national options are for. Is it online advertising or if we're doing print? Because I don't want to be waiting for something to get to print.
I have the print headlines for both Ed Week, which is the national newspaper, and Ed Cal, which is our leadership, the leadership magazine, which is the local state. Mm-hmm. And ironically, it's the same date, July 6th, for publications in July.
At the internet, you can reach everybody. Yeah.
Right.
They call you on the phone. So they really quick
posted then how long we have to leave it open,
It would be posted in the two publications in the month of July.
And so you'll see the timeline that I set for the deadline of the date.
So I want to see some details.
You don't have that yet, but we're just talking to you about what you want.
Right, but part of what we're trying to figure out, though, is do we have to have, will we be able to make that deadline, or do we?
By July 6th?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All the information accumulated by then, do we need to wait for the survey and all of that to be?
No,
not for those advertisements,
okay. Because I think before we did get delayed waiting for that, And we definitely don't want
it. Our advertisement's going to be the outstanding district that they can come to. And
it'll be language from your website, how you describe your district will be the very top of it in the national publication.
As well as the state.
And then it will include our information.
Okay.
So they can contact us.
They will contact us.
Mm-hmm. I think anyone goes online, looks at the beach here. It's a major selling point where we're at.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And they look it up like,
I guess I still, for me, part of it's looking at the timeline and
And we'll get to that. I'm teasing you right now.
I know, we can tell.
But I want you to kind of come to consensus on the internal candidate, the advertising, and so forth. So that's really, really important to us. And then we'll give you some information. The salary, I would really encourage you to make it negotiable, unless you are dead set on saying we're only going to pay X amount of money.
Can you find out? You'll find out how much she's making now.
Oh gosh,
you'll see
that. You'll see that. We will require them to tell you.
And what about benefits? Anything else besides his base pay? Any other benefits too?
That will not show on the application, but it'll show his or her base pay, what they're making now. On our application, you'll see the number of years he's been a superintendent or assistant superintendent for X amount of years. You're going to see every track record of what his or her experience has been to this point.
Well, the one person asked about, his car allowance, which I wasn't expecting that. Those extraneous things that I really hadn't given attention to.
We'll encourage everyone to understand that those sorts of additional expenses right now in California are not beneficial for superintendents.
Okay.
That kind of...
He asked that a lot. How much are we going to pay for that? Or how much are we going to pay for my kids' insurance? He's in college. And I'm thinking, we're getting down there on these questions. That was not... I hadn't thought of that.
You don't need to think about that until you actually decide.
Our superintendent salaries are all online.
Sure.
They're on our website.
As they should be.
I don't know. They weren't for a long time, and we just put them back up about a month ago. I wasn't sure if the governing board was aware of that.
I think the bigger question would be is if there's some point where we say, if somebody's at $350, Have we hit our wall? Why bring them out?
And that's what negotiating. I mean, there's got to be a top limit to the negotiation.
But that doesn't mean that's where we're going to.
And that's when these extra things add. And that's where I'm getting the point is that he's thinking that's all part of above and beyond. I guess that's why I'm asking you.
We would tell them to have a conversation about total compensation.
That's what I'm talking about.
We will do that.
Is that something that we don't necessarily post it, but when you start talking to them, we say, okay. Thank you for your interest, but we're not going to be able to manage that.
Here's a question we will ask when we get to the people that we really are really interested in presenting to you is, you know, what's it going to take to get you to come to San Diego?
Good question before you get here.
Yeah. Housing's expensive.
Well, I'm making X amount of money now, and I won't come for less than this. Okay, that's fine. Are you expecting any other perks whatsoever? Well, I'm getting a car allowance now, or what it may be. Well, that's something you can negotiate in your contract. And so, but I want to find out what their bottom line is. I don't want to waste your time and waste our time by some. I'll just give you a practical application. I had some guy from Texas in one of the searches I had. And basically, he wanted double what he was making now in Texas. And I said, I don't think that's going to fly. He said, we'll present it to the board. And the board said, Dr. Castro, what do you think? I said, no way. You'd be chastised by your community.
Yeah. If you went that
way. So we'll be protecting your interest.
Trust me, we will be all about protecting your interest. But we'll be facilitating with the candidates the information acquisition that you will need in order to make the best choice, which will include what their expectations are, what they're currently being paid, what their total compensation package is, everything like that.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we've included in the past is the stipulation that the once appointed, the candidate will move within the district, or at least easy commuting distance. That's okay. We can put that in.
Well, you can't.
You can't put it in the contract anymore.
You can.
But you can. We can let candidates know that the board really needs someone to live in the district, and here are the reasons why. You know, it's a tight community, and people expect to see the superintendent at Starbucks or on the weekend walking on the beach, and so.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that is going to be taking this job is going to want to try and find someplace to live here in the area.
Yeah.
But we can't say that that's a mandatory.
Wow, interesting. Yeah,
that has changed.
So that shouldn't be, I don't think, an issue.
And I don't think it will be an issue for this job in any way.
Okay.
Even with the cost of housing, I do not believe. People will target this area not for the beauty of the location, for the, I mean, it's an outstanding school district to have an opportunity to be part of. The beautiful locale will be kind of the topping on the cake for them. And they'll want to be here, for sure.
Okay. We've kind of got the foundation of where we're going with this thing now. Let me give you, and this is a draft, okay? And what I try to do, Dr. Cash and I put our heads together and say, what is the most feasible timeline that we can present to the board that's going to meet their expectations. These dates here are draft, so we want you to bring your calendars today, but this is something we can get this thing moving ASAP, and I'll share this with you, and I want to go through each little block individually with you, and you can take one and pass it around.
Thank you.
Can you make sure that Mr. Salazar gets one?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And then we'll always get the final one, but we wanted to see what we started with.
How are you? Okay. If you'll take a look, today is our planning meeting on the 22nd, and we're doing that today. We're proposing that we come back on Monday and Tuesday, the 2nd and the 3rd of July, to do our focus groups. We'll be here in the district for 2 days. And you will see on there that we have a town hall meeting on the 3rd, but it sounds like you want two town hall meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we will be here on the 2nd, so we'll be here two nights. But those days, the reason why we're putting them on now is because Cindy is going to need to get information from you to get these letters out to these folks you want to invite. And also to the newspapers and also to your schools and communities and your union leadership that they can call and make an appointment. On these 2 days, we'd like to have you schedule what's convenient for you to meet with us for at least an hour, that you can give us your input directly in Mr.
Salazar.
I want to say Sanchez.
Why should I meet with you next week?
I'm going to meet with you next week. You tell me what day. And
you tell me when you're free, and I'll make sure.
Monday's a great day.
Okay, Monday's perfect. What time?
You tell me.
How about 10?
I have a conference call with the...
Then what time then?
Okay, how about, let's say... 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Perfect. So
here? Great. So you'll get us a conference room, Cindy?
Yes.
Okay. And can I meet with you after that? Because I'm going to be gone the first week of July.
Absolutely.
As well.
So if we schedule one at 1 or 2, and then schedule Amy right after that. Okay.
So we're talking the 25th at 1 o'clock?
This is the...
that's Monday.
That's Monday.
Okay, perfect.
So I guess...
Are we okay with these dates?
Oh, well, my feeling is just to make sure that there's a holiday right in the middle of that week, so it's going to be some people that are going to say I can't. But
especially on the third, it's a challenge. I'm
trying to think if there's a different way to.
We want to do it as quickly as possible.
I know that's the issue.
So. Are we okay moving forward on that date?
Well, if we've got the 2nd, at least that's not also up against the holiday date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, people are never going to be home. You know, they're home or not. It's
We do have the online option. I think that's about all we can say is that we're trying to keep this moving, and the alternative was to
delay it all summer. You never know.
And what would the issue be if we put that in, did that the week after? Just
pushing
that.
Well, then your advertising is going to be off.
So that's what I'm asking. So if it does, we need to do it before the advertising.
I think the quickest you get that accomplished. Plus, I think it's a very strong signal to your community that you're moving forward as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think it's good.
If you feel that your community, and I don't want to speak for Dr. Cash, needs more input, I'd be happy to come.
We'll come back.
Yes. Be flexible.
Yeah. So we can say there'll be the survey, and there can be other opportunities.
But either the 2nd or the 3rd, I'd like to have the 4 of you, and Mr. Salazar's not here, but the 3 of you, make sure that you make an appointment to make sure you come in and meet with us. Because we're formulating now what we call this leadership profile, which we're going to present to you, which is going to be on your website, because that is what all our candidates are going to look at. You know, all the input that we're going to put together in this report about what the challenges are, what the characteristics are, what all the strengths are of the district, so people can actually see. You know, you're going to get people that are going to apply that, you know, have no right to be applying for a district like this. But that's okay. Sure. We want to give them the opportunity, but they'll see that. Hopefully they'll shy away, but if not, we'll screen them.
And we want the survey to be on the entire month of July.
That'd be great.
We have that on there.
We want it live the whole month.
From July 2nd all the way to the 31st. And that gives the whole month for people to participate.
And then we're also emailing out the survey to everybody, too. Why don't we email even the groups if Cindy's got the... we can even do that. All of our groups, too, right?
Absolutely.
And that looks to all the groups that we even designated.
So that is... The leadership profile, that's where we get all our information. We start putting together a report for you to be able to see from the town hall meetings, from the individual meetings with all the union leadership and the teachers that want to meet with us, administrators. And we're not adverse to having an administrative team coming in together, in all principals or all assistant principals or whatever it is. And Cindy will tell us, you know, you're going to have a group of 10 or 12, and we'll meet in a room that's big enough for these people, but And I've always have the unions come in with their executive council. They like to be able to do that. So it's going to be as much of a reach as we can to people. Give us the information. That way you can have an important leadership profile.
Does your management have an association? Or
no.
No.
They do not. Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay. We actually have all the principals on Monday, June 25th, together all day long.
Okay.
Well, some of them may want to come in one of these days, because
right.
mm-hmm. there's going to be people out there who say, mm-hmm. I don't want to be with anybody. I'll
yeah.
let you know
right. yeah.
what my feelings are.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome.
And that's important. So we'd be able
we
to
want to hear from them, too. Mm-hmm. You're going to want
sure.
their input.
And if someone wants to direct me, I'll just email their, I'll give your email.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
someone reaches out to me
yes.
and says, can I talk yeah. to them?
I've already got 3 emails from your community.
Oh, perfect.
Reason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Wow.
Okay. On the week of August 13th, if you take a look at your calendars there, what day is best for you for the special board meeting to present the leadership profile?
Could you back up a little bit
sure.
for me? So you said like July 6th or something is one of the deadlines for
yes.
getting the ads
yes.
to start. And then those are going to run...
they would run twice, 2 cycles, in the middle of July and the end of July.
Okay. And then...
They could run in August if you wanted to, but when you see the timeline, you'll see that.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm wondering is if they're doing that all through July, why do we need to wait until the week of August 13th for us to have our special board?
Because what we'll present to you in the leadership profile is all our findings from every one of the groups.
The online survey.
Yeah, survey.
Right.
Yeah.
They incorporate all the information.
And so, yeah, so you need 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll have all the
information. It takes about a week to do the data analysis.
Okay.
So the first week in August would be spent doing that.
Okay.
But that leadership profile is something that I think that hopefully you'll appreciate, because it gives you an example of what the community is saying, what the staff's saying.
It's very important.
It's really, and we always, it's confidential when they come in and speak to us. We don't use their name, but Mrs. So-and-so said this about this, or what. This is all going to be comments that you will see. And that's what the leadership profile is all about. So if you can check your calendars and...
Which week? We're talking August 6th through the 10th?
The August 13th.
Oh, 13th. Well, we have a board meeting on the 16th. What about before that?
I want to push it earlier.
He said the 13th is when he's going to get the information. So that's 3 days later. It's not like we're pushing it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm still not. I mean, I understand. I thought we said you get everything at the end of the month, and then it takes about a week to go through that.
On the survey.
And then, I'm sorry, so what else is there that you're...
Something about the 13th.
The week of the 13th of that week of August, you're going to have the leadership profile report. You're going to have a summary of all the survey information, and that's going to be basically what you will have to be able to determine and see what the community is asking for.
Well, the board meeting is just 3 days later, after the final assessment. You don't want to just make it before that?
I just feel like every day matters, and with going into the beginning of the school year, the week of August 27th,
I'd like to see it.
That's true.
So, well, you'll be sending this online, right?
So Monday the 13th.
Pardon?
You'll be sending the final report online?
Yeah, well, we'll have a digital version and a printed
version.
Yeah,
she'll see it Monday, as soon as it comes out.
Do you want to move it up to the 6th?
I'd love to.
All right.
If we could.
We have to write this report.
But then
we can look at the 7-day thing. I mean, to me, if
Instead of going,
I tell you what, I'm
not
going to be available till that week, but Dr. Cash can present that to you. But if you want to go that week, you're welcome to do that.
You are not going to be available.
I won't be available. I'll be back on the 9th and the 10th. My lovely wife is scheduled us on a trip.
Well, personally, I feel comfortable with that. I don't know how I can. I don't need you to do it the 6th when you need a week to do it. But I mean, if we could look at the 9th or something instead of pushing it beyond or the 8th or
that's a Thursday.
Thursday might be better because.
Let's make it August 9th.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. What time would be the best time for you?
Well, the only thing is, this is going to be a public meeting. I'm wondering if we should have it at night, just because then if people decide they want to come,
yeah.
I want to have some inclusion and transparency on this, too.
Absolutely. Would that be a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
What's the best time that you think?
I guess probably 6 at least, if we're going to say we're trying to be so people can get here after.
Are we having any closed session on this or no?
Any what?
Closed session at all on this?
On this?
Because I want to factor that into the time.
Oh,
are you
going to
have any kind of closed session meeting ahead of this or no?
Oh, on this part? No.
Yeah. No. Okay, then that's it.
This is an open public
meeting. Yeah, this is basically.
Okay, I didn't know if there was some sort of.
No, not on this one. No.
Mrs. Herman, you comfortable with this?
No, I am. I'm glad we're moving it earlier.
Okay.
Is 6 a good time, or is that too
early?
Is that too...
No, it's not too early.
I mean, I'd rather not go too late, but...
I'm going to be... I'm inputting into this calendar, so I'll send it to you, so you can send it to every board member, what the final calendar looks like.
Right. I've got August 9th at 6.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Here.
Okay. And I'm looking at the next box there. It says, this is how we're going to advertise it. EdCal. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Week?
Where does Ed Week go?
Ed Week is a national publication.
That's the national publication.
Okay. And our firm will call them Monday morning and let them know that they need to jump on this.
And then, just as a reminder, on some of there's some costs that we pick up on.
Yes.
As a board, so selecting them is...
So my question would be, do you want it in both July and August, or just July?
Just July.
Got it.
Start thinning
earlier.
Okay. I would think, maybe you could correct me, but if they're looking sooner, again, they're going to want to not be pushing further and further in the fall. Mm-hmm. So
that's why this calendar, once we get it settled, it'll be on your website, and they can see the timeline.
Okay.
I've given it to some of your audience out here, which is, they'll have that as well, so the changes, but... I want to continue going.
Sure.
So your district here, your HR person, you're already members of that joint.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on right away.
Mm-hmm.
We will have kind of an advertisement, a paragraph, and we'll get that to you this next week. And that way your district can actually put that on and basically a joint superintendent position, closing date, such and such. Apply, and that's really easy to do. It doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a website as well, HYA, which is really a national website. That'll go on that website as well.
Every candidate that is looking for a superintendent job starts at that HYA website across the nation.
And when you're sending the paragraph, Ms. Frazee, and Cindy, you dealt with placing all of our other ads with those.
So and then typically there's a link, or it links and it says you're not applying for this job on EdJoin, you're applying for it through a third party, and then it'll either give them the link.
And on the advertisement that Dave's going to put together here that will go to EdCal, it'll have his name, my name, and our email addresses and our phone numbers that anybody can contact us directly.
What's good is that because we're having a board meeting on the 16th, is the next Friday is when the agenda comes out, is if you need to meet with us again, we can always put that right then.
Before
the conversation.
Right. And Thursdays are going to be good because Dave and I will teach on Tuesdays. So,
perfect.
So we're done with that. So that's good. And then I have Friday, August 10th, which is going to be a recommended application deadline. But we also put until... closed. In other words, it's going to be until filled.
Okay.
So they'll know their applications have to be in because the following Saturday is when we start looking at the people we want to interview. And applications will be coming in. We have our own file, and we'll be able to see them as we're progressing through and be able to whittle that down. But we'll send out invitations to these people to meet with us on Saturday, and we'll find some place that we can, if you have a recommendation, Chamber of Commerce facility here in the area or someplace that's fairly private that they will be able to get to. So maybe you can think about that.
Yeah. Reach out and then
office space.
Office
in one of the buildings in Delmar or something.
That's fine. You just tell us where and we can do that and we'll direct them to that. So we'll be spending that Saturday there. The week of August 27th, this is when we'll have a special board meeting, and this is when we'll present the board, the semifinalists, the slate that we talked to you about, the 5 to 7 candidates we'll present to you, and that'll be the week of the 27th. So what day worked best for you?
You can pack it up. So if we've shortened the window on any of the advertising, does that allow us to shorten
that
or move up a, like you have the August 10th application deadline?
No.
I guess I'm not sure. I mean, if you had him kept running through August, would we still have had the August 10th deadline?
I think since we've done this before, and the concern is what superintendent would be working in California. I think most schools start right around that same time, so having them available that time period to be interviewed is concerning to me. If we're interviewing semifinalists basically the first or second week of school again. So.
Well, but I don't know if we bump it up how much. I mean, if it's just a week, I'm not sure how much better it is, but.
I mean, what's your professional opinion with the candidates coming if their superintendent starting their school?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
yeah,
we'll
no doubt.
Anyway. That's
this is a great
concern.
School district.
No,
I mean, and I think you all know that.
I know that. And
you're going to get people who are going to go, I will do whatever it takes to be considered as the superintendent, as a strong candidate for the district.
Okay.
The reason why that August 10th, is because I want to have enough time that they're... We're recruiting. It's being advertised, and we want to be able to. We'll have coffee with people. We just want to be able to kind of. Remember, I said when I presented to you folks, we both did. Is that we're looking for quality people. We're just looking for somebody who wants to be a superintendent.
Right.
So it's got to be a match, and that's really important to us. But if you want to move it up, we can move it up.
Again, I think the schedule for us works fine.
Yeah.
I think we're just really wanting to make sure we don't run into what we did before, which was we didn't get as strong a pool because of the time.
Yes.
So I'm still kind of remembering that, and we want the strongest candidates. And if you think that this timeline will work, then I mean, certainly for me it works. But
part of the fact that we did not get a decent pool was that there was real concern about superintendents who are willing to walk out of their district in August, and you don't necessarily get the most quality superintendents that are willing to do that.
I think what you'll end up with are superintendents that will want to negotiate with you, your finalists,
with
their start
date.
And you've selected a fantastic interim superintendent who I'm certain... that will be, I think you'll be flexible with. I agree.
Okay.
I don't think somebody will say, I want the job to start there on Monday.
No.
Mm-hmm. They'll say, I need to give my current district an opportunity to go through a small process. I want to close up this, do that. And you'll say, well, what's as soon as you can start? And you might go through some negotiations regarding that. So,
I
just did that in Palo Alto. They had an interim superintendent. The superintendent came from Palos Verdes, and he really didn't want to get up there before he had finished the school year, done all the graduations, said goodbye to all the staff, and the Palo Alto board was fine with that, ultimately, though they wanted him immediately.
I understand your concern. I really do. But I think if you...
It's my nature. So just do it.
I guess what you have to... What I'm asking you to do is to trust us.
Sure.
Because as I said to you, there's somebody out there that's going to want to come here, that's going to meet the needs that you're looking for. And I really, we fast-tracked it. Usually it's 4 to 5 months on a search, but we heard you. And so we kind of try to move things up a little bit. But the issue at hand is, you've got to get the right person.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to go through this again in 2 years.
Right, it's so fast.
No.
And I don't want to rush it.
Nope.
If the guy's out there, because I'm a positive that they're going to go, I've been wanting to go out there.
Well, there's going to be people that
want to
do that, but
that
may not be the right person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want them to come here just
as
the last time.
Exactly.
We'll make sure of that. We'll tell him the job's a little bit more than looking at the
beach. Great, but he's been
the only thing he wanted was come to San Diego. Nothing about us at all. He wanted to come to San Diego, and that's not what we're looking for.
Right.
Correct.
And so the advantage that you folks have is I know this district, mm-hmm. and I know San Diego.
Right.
And I know, you know, the situation that's occurred here in the last few years. And it's got to be the right person that can come in and move the district forward, work with the Board of Education, and continue to raise the bar for San Diego Union High School District. I mean, that's the bottom line. And, we don't have a pool of people. You asked that question last time. And we're going to bring people that we think will meet your expectations. And if it doesn't, then we go back to the drawing board. But that's never happened to me. 11 years.
That's good. So what's the next day?
Well, let me say this much. Our staff here gave me one of our instructional calendars. I don't know if they provided you that or not. But the 27th of August is our first instructional day. Not that any of us are teaching, but I don't know if that's a good day for everyone else. If it's your first day of school, your family, are you okay with that?
It's a week up.
Yeah, so. Right. But it also goes into Labor Day weekend on the other end.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we really do need to look kind of at the beginning of the week.
Yes.
So what, August 27th?
Yes, or 28th.
Either one is good. Let's.
Does anyone else have anything that they are working on?
The 27th is a Monday, the 28th is a Tuesday.
What's your preference?
In the classroom.
if you are nervous about the first couple days of school, then I think...
For my household, it's not
an issue. I'm the only one who's got a child in the district.
Okay.
So it's not a problem.
We can move it back to the 30th, which is the school's underway, and the 30th
that's going close to the Labor Day weekend. I don't know. It doesn't matter for me, but...
it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
We can go the 29th. That's a Wednesday.
What time?
Well, the 28th or whatever days you folks want. It's going to be...
This will be both open and closed. The closed portion will be our presentation to you, the slate of semifinalists.
Then if we're doing an open board, I don't want it to be Monday, per se, because then families would...
I would also suggest on Tuesday as well.
Okay. If it doesn't slow any other process down...
No, it will not.
Wednesday?
The
28th.
All right.
Or 29th.
Yeah.
29. Yeah. Then closed session would be at 6.
We're looking at, I would think probably our regular. Well, it depends if you need more than a half. If they're our main closed session,
we'll need more than a half hour.
So we could come earlier for the public part to start.
Basically, what we'll be doing is giving you a report on the individual, what his current salary is. Where he is right now, and we'll give you experiences what he or she has had in his or her career. And we'll talk to you about letters of recommendation, and we're also going to talk to you about our vetting process besides the letter of recommendation, what we've heard about the individual. So we're going to need probably a good hour and a half to make that happen.
We've sometimes done it, but no, we need a time like that. We could start at, say, 5 and bring some food in so we can go through it, have something to eat, and then go at 6:30 into an open session.
That's fine.
If that makes sense.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. On the 29th.
Mm-hmm. So the two
what
days
time?
I have are the 9th and the 29th for us to meet in August.
So far, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Okay.
And so the 29th, we're talking meeting at 5 in closed session for an hour and a half, having some
upstairs,
sort of refreshment,
maybe.
Or some snacks or something that then will tie us through an open meeting, which have any expectation on
29th?
That would just be developing the questions.
Okay.
So we'll give you a bank of questions to look from prior to that. Right, no. And then it'll be up to you to, you will have had an opportunity to see those, so it'll be up to you to make a decision as to whether those are the ones you want to use, or if you have others that you want to use. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
And any questions you'd like, once you see the list, any questions you'd like to have included, and that way we can make the changes so when you begin to interview your semifinalists, you will have a script, and basically you'll open up the meeting and welcome them, and then each one of you will have a question, and that'll take about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
We may not even
So just to reconfirm that we're looking at the 29th at 5 o'clock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yes. Both are at the boardroom.
Okay, great. And then we move to the next item, which is going to be you're going to need at least 2 days to interview 3 to 5 candidates.
Okay. What's the date on that?
September 4th.
Okay.
8th, we're looking at after.
September 4th.
So that's coming back from the Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, Wednesday.
The most effective for you folks on this is a Friday, Saturday.
Okay, so the 7th and 8th.
I mean, that's the most effective, but, you know.
That gives us days that they can come if they can.
Yeah, only because if you've got people that are traveling, they'll be able to get here.
And we book that out, and then if we find we're really only bringing 3 or 4,
then it changes.
One day,
yeah, then it's 1 day. But in essence, you know, what just so you know what happens is, let's just say that you have 5. And basically the first day you will finish, and we will not be there. The second day you'll interview 2 in the morning. You'll be done by 1 o'clock. We will be there, and we'll take you through this little exercise of who you want to have come back as your finalist. And that will take a little bit of time. And then you'll see the next block there is you're interviewing your finalists on another day. So right now we're looking at probably the 7th and 8th. Are you good with that?
Yeah, September? What time?
Well, we're talking, could be all day, each of those
no,
days.
No, what time are we starting?
So say 8 to 4.
Well, my suggestion is the board should meet around 8, okay. And then the first candidate comes in at 8:30, and then
we'll give you a schedule.
Yeah,
we'll
okay.
Exactly what that would.
And you'll
like.
Finish early in the afternoon on that.
Okay.
On the 7th.
I'd block out both days because the conversation after the second day, how long that goes will be entirely dependent upon you.
It could be that quickly.
You could be a very like mind. Oh, here are the top 3, or it could be
a good debate.
So 8 o'clock on the 8th again.
Let's just say that yes. And Cindy or will send us or put on the calendar.
Okay. That's a Friday and a Saturday, 7th and 8th.
And then you're talking also the Boys and Girls Club or
Yes, that's where you have to determine where they're going to hold them.
Okay.
Right here. So yes, offsite.
So you will let us know what that location
will be.
What we'll do is when we meet with those folks on that Saturday, we'll say, you know, if the board would like to see you, reserve X amount of days, just these days for you to come in and see you with the board.
That'll be the last question we ask them or statement we make to every one of those candidates. Here are the days you need to block out on your calendar.
But the very last question that I like to ask.
Yeah. Anything you need to tell us that would embarrass you or us or the school board?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised some of the responses that you get, you know.
Mom, I have to tell you the truth.
We will have candidates that won't be forthcoming.
So there's a lot about that. That is the semifinalists. We have those on the 7th and 8th. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest the following week that you kind of bring them back and the 2 or 3 and I would suggest this process, but you decide what you want to do because now the cat is out of the bag. Mm-hmm. Staff's going to know who it is. The Union Tribune will be all over you about who the candidates and finalists are. And my suggestion is if you have 3, you're going to need 2 days. Okay? Because you're going to come back. And what I suggest you think about is 2 of you will meet with that individual here at the district office. And then you will take them on a tour of the schools, 1 or 2 schools, a middle school and a high school. And I want you to watch their reaction of who they pay attention to when they come on campus. Do they just devote all their time to try and impress you? Do they ignore parents that are there? Do they ignore kids? I want you to see them
in action.
In action. And you will go to 2 schools, maybe a little tour, half an hour, and the 2 people. The 1 person is going to be a constant. So whoever that may be, whoever has the time. And those 2 will take that individual to lunch. And you will see he or she, their mannerisms, the casual conversation, and you'll get a good feel for them. And those two then will be able to report the next day after another board member comes mm-hmm. with that constant, mm-hmm. and you do the same thing all over again. And guess who pops in at the end of that day? It's Dr. Cash and myself. And we'll have some real strong conversations. And I'm going to take you through a little exercise that will whittle down from three to probably you'll find that one is your top candidate. And then we will have a discussion on that. And then you will decide this is our candidate. And then we will talk about, you know, if you want to have your attorney ready. And because I want to talk mm-hmm. to this individual, Dr. Cash and I will meet with them because they'll be sitting wherever they are and they're waiting for us to call them and saying, you know, congratulations, whatever it may be, but the board would really like to meet with you and talk a little further if you want to talk with them further on a social basis or whatever it is, that's your prerogative. But in essence, that's mm-hmm. how you'll culminate the year of final selection.
That's a great thing to get.
It is very different than any other search firm's process.
Yes, yeah.
And it really emphasizes that this is your search.
And they know going mm-hmm. in also these dates and that it will need to be public by that
point. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So we don't have them balking.
No, but what will happen is, you know, you will, whoever will be one of the board members, I'm sure that you, because you're the president right now, but you will call the school and say, we're going to bring the potential candidate on that day. Please be prepared. We don't expect to do anything different. We want to be able to see the school. We want to walk through maybe one or two classrooms. And you'd be surprised. Sometimes these candidates, what they will do. I mean, you'll see right away whether they're child-centered, whether they're engaging on the staff, or they just want to hold you by the hand and say, you know, mm-hmm. I'm really a nice guy. And I've seen candidates kind of step in it, you know, on there, because you'll get to see them in person.
Yeah. One of the things as you're looking at dates, board meeting, but also Rosh Hashanah.
I was going to say, that's the month.
So September 13th, the Thursday, is our regular board meeting.
Which you should be okay. But Rosh Hashanah, we just looked up, is
Monday.
The 10th and 11th,
yeah.
In case you want to be considerate of that.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
My thought would be then we schedule out like the 11th and 12th, so I'm not walking all day with someone and then coming in for a board meeting that sometimes.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's perfect.
Beth, the Rosh Hashanah is on the 11th.
It's on the 11th.
Oh, it says 10th.
Yes. 10th through 11th.
She's got hers on the sunset on the 10th.
Sunset, so.
Is it? So I'm not
sunset on the
intimately
10th?
Familiar with, but if it's sunset on the 10th and all day of the 11th?
And so does that mean if we were...
Which day?
I guess it would depend on if we had a candidate.
Well, but if we have 2 days available... So
yeah, right. They would fit.
Yeah.
I think I could be available. So if we want to get some clarity on how that holiday...
I can tell you that the 11th is fine.
Okay.
The 11th is a good day. So for sure the 11th, and then we...
The 10th would not be.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Good.
And are there any 11th and 12th certainly need them.
That you're seeing as far as staffing, availability?
Staffing availability, no. Yom Kippur is on the 19th.
Yeah, I saw that.
So at this point, that should not be...
So what we're looking at... We're talking about 10th and 11th or 11th and
12th? 11th and 12th.
And it's up to you who, I'm just suggesting you have a constant, because that way you can report how they behave with the rest of the board. And whoever wants to come with you for president, then you can decide that. But my thing is...
Should that also be the same, whoever does
It's going to be something different, because I want somebody else to give their two cents as to what they perceived. But basically, my suggestion on timing would be like you meet them here at 8:30, 9 o'clock, spend an hour at one school or whatever, go to another school, find a place to have lunch. You have lunch, thank them for their time, bring them back to the district office, and you're done for that day. And that does not mean you call you know, Amy or Mo or whatever, say, guess what? I found the person. You don't want to do that. And then the next day you do the same thing, but you go to a different school. Mm-hmm. But what's really important at the end of that next day, you know, we'll set up a time where we can come and take you through this process. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you narrow it down to two or three, but you will have an opportunity to really decide who your next superintendent will be. And then if you look at the next thing, it says the date and time, board will meet with the consultants. And basically that's the day that'll be on.
That'll be the 12th.
That'll be the 12th. Okay. And we'll redo this calendar.
Sure. I'm doing it right now.
And
the public is...
Yeah,
we've
bored them.
So those are the people we'll be meet with.
Did we say something that was wrong?
It's hard to sit quietly for that.
Thanks for coming, guys.
As long as you're available to meet. So, yeah.
Okay, so the 12th. Because I was looking at daytime for me, but is the 12th work for everybody? If that's
it'll be whenever you're done.
Or it could conceive. I mean, it just kind of depends on how.
Could be the 11th too.
If we only have one.
If you only have two candidates that you want to look at seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that would be trying to get them both to places on that day. That would be a little.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens for sure.
That happens.
Morning and afternoon.
And we'll know the weekend and how many we're talking about.
Yeah, this calendar we can adjust. Yeah. But I'm just trying to get you to commit to these days and these
Yeah,
process.
Well, and the only other thing, and again, we'll do what we need to do, but that is then we'll into back to school nights, which we try to go to all of them, but you know what? We've had board meeting nights, and it just will say, sorry, we'd love to be there, but we're picking your superintendent.
I was going to say, I think your community would rather have you pick the superintendent than attend the back to school night.
So, what are you talking, September 12th at 5?
Well, whatever. You know, I think whatever you want to get together. I mean, you're going to be done. On the 12th after lunch, probably, I'd say, probably 1:30, 2 o'clock.
1:30, 2 o'clock.
I would just assume you go straight into the afternoon. Okay, that's
3 o'clock, maybe?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, would that be good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure that
great.
Would be
okay.
Not, but even
3 o'clock.
Probably if all we were doing was we're done with lunch and
great.
Moving on, but because we're closed session, we're not trying right for that.
And then I would suggest that you probably let your legal firm know that you're getting close to selection of a superintendent. You'd like to make sure that you set up some time that you can meet. You're meeting on the 11th and 12th, so maybe
after any of those days.
Maybe the next day they can be here to knock out a contract and go that way with it. And then after that,
that would be probably the day after, though, not the day.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So the 12th, 15th, or something.
Because we want to be able to contact the person you select and see if they're going to accept, and I'm sure that they're going to back out now.
Okay.
But what I would suggest is, at your convenience, select a date, and it could be a board meeting date, that you bring that candidate back with his or her family, and you introduce them to the community. Make a big deal of it to let people know you're going to be introducing the candidate, because you have to select and vote in public to hire this person, okay? And that way you
at a regular board meeting.
Right.
So the 16th? No, it's actually the 13th of September, so it would be the next day, so then it depends on our local...
But it doesn't have to be the next day.
Right, and then it's October 11th.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know, but basically a day that you can, you know, have your board meeting, take a break, introduce your candidate, he's here, she's here, have, you know, cookies and punch. And
the question will be, do you want to do a validation visit? Mm-hmm. Now, I've had boards decide they don't think that that's meaningful anymore.
What are you feeling?
That it's a dog and pony show.
I would actually feel that way somewhat.
Yeah.
I would say, but it kind of, you know, I mean, I could be swayed either.
What's your opinion on that?
I think you need to take the taste or tail of your community. Would your community expect that you would go out and validate this person in their own current community? Then you got to do it. But
what do you think comes of that? What do you think the board find? What does the board get from that?
I've had, and Dr. Castrita has done a lot more searches than I have, but I can tell you that there is that's happened only once, where the board came, found out some information that they felt was inappropriate. They didn't think they could get it anywhere. They got it, and they did not offer them the job.
So what's your opinion, yes or no, on this, up or down?
Well, let me give you the gestalt of what some of the issues you're going to face. Okay, if you go out and do a visit, what we tell the candidate, they'd like to come and visit your school site. They'll be expecting that. And I want you to set up meetings with community, staff, and board members. But I want you to allow at least 1 or 2 hours that are open that they can go and do whatever they want to do. Because I want the board to go out and go to visit a school and say, we're looking at hiring your superintendent or assistant superintendent. What do you think? I've never found a visit that changed anybody's mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the issue. If you do that, your union people are going to want to come.
Well, they do. They have in the past.
Yeah, and they want to come because they want to be part of the validation process. Right. And just so you know, once you know that you announce who that person is, they're on the phone with their union leadership at their district and saying, tell us about this guy or this lady. Sure. It's a catch-22 for most boards. I just finished a search that the board decided we're not going to find out anything different about this individual. We've vetted this person. We've done a background check on this person. And we're just going to hear superlatives of what this person's done.
Okay. Well, and I'm wondering, too, and a lot of this depends on, you know, is this a candidate?
We're not going to find a name.
And I don't really think that's probably the best use of time.
We're paying for him to come out here anyway.
So why don't we leave it as this? Why don't we, as we get moving down the stretch, we can say, is this somebody that we want to make sure we validate this visit? And if you say yes, no, and by that time, you will know everything there is about this.
I'm going to leave that it off the calendar for now, and you can certainly add it prior to the finalization of the contract and approve the appointment.
And if it's local or drivable or something, and we want to do that as a board, then that's something we get out to.
Okay. So we'll leave that. That's okay.
We did do it for Kanoa.
And you went
Oregon.
To Oregon?
We did. Mm-hmm. And
who flew
it
up
wasn't
Oregon?
With Bob Croft, with Ron Tackett.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everyone, it was...
But we found that it's not so much that you uncover things. It's that there are personal touches, there's information that is just so interesting to hear about the candidate that I found it very beneficial to do it.
I think there was that it was of value. I wouldn't say it was no value. I just think I would feel a little uncomfortable with, okay, now we're flying 7 people up and back.
Oh, I agree.
Something where we say, two board members go or something. Again, we have that conversation.
We have to have union rep as well.
I think let's cross that bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's not something I want to, die. Not a hill I'm going to die on, but.
But you bring up a good point, though, Joyce. I mean, some board members go there and they really find value added to the search, which is fantastic. But, I think that's something that you folks can figure out, especially if it's somebody from out of state that you have to fly to. And, I mean, if you went to Oregon, you've done that before. So, but let's try and find the quality candidate that you're looking for first. Let's go through all the steps.
Yes.
And give us an opportunity to present some really high-quality people to you. And what we will do is I will give you updates and, to keep you engaged in this process. And, again, the last thing that I need to ask is who is going to be the liaison for the board during this process? So if there's something that comes up, I want to be able to talk to that liaison. Is that?
Beth.
Are you okay with that? How do you pronounce your last name?
Perkis. Heimer.
It's
like a compound word.
That's like Castrita.
Or not like that. D'Alessandro.
Yeah, right. D'Alessandro, I did.
It's not like Cash.
So you will be the liaison. So if anything comes up, Dr. Cash and I will call you and let you know. Example, like if you know, we're scheduling a candidate, the candidate can't make it that day, we're going to switch days, and so I'll inform you so it won't be a surprise to you. Like, you know, one thing that we take a lot of pride in is keeping you engaged.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I appreciate your time today. I really do.
But I'll see you on Monday.
What do you? Yeah, I'll see you on Monday at
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and you're going to be at 2 o'clock.
So one of the things I want to make sure you'll see on the calendar that after you've selected the finalist, that's when we recommend you engage Baker Eubanks, which is the deep dive, the due diligence on financial records. And the report goes only to the board president, and then you would just share.
If there's a concern,
if there's any concerns, right.
And that takes about 5 days.
I put 8 days total because that includes a weekend, that time frame, from the 12th to the 20th.
Okay. Can I just, as a follow-up, knowing that our principals are going to be here on the 25th also, is there any way we could have you talk to that group?
Sure.
We want you to talk to them anyway. It seems like it might be a
very good
What are they
the
doing
morning.
On that? Yeah, I wouldn't
we're
want
doing that. A PLC, but I mean, I'm sure that we could put something into the calendar that day.
Like we're just pulling them all down. Mm-hmm.
Right. So not every single one will be there, but that we're together from like 8:30 to 12 doing business.
So how many are there? The majority?
The majority.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's just a couple of that are out of town. But
they'll be on the 25th?
Monday.
Monday.
They'll be here.
Good. Okay.
Well, and would it make more sense, though, if you met with them versus holding them over, then you met with Mo and I later, would you be available later, Mo?
But I,
whatever works out. They all agree tonight. All 30%.
Right.
I don't want to tell. Who has scheduled the content for their day?
So it's between Mike Grove and I. So the associate super C and I. Yeah. So I mean, I can check with him.
Whether or not you guys could give me 45 minutes with them.
Right. Right.
During
I
that
check.
Time period, because if they know they're only supposed to be there, some of them may already have stuff they're doing in the afternoon.
Right. Sure. They might. I can check with him.
I don't want to discourage anybody, though, from coming to meet one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one.
That's what I was wondering.
I totally agree.
I'm going to send out some emails to people I know that do want to talk, and I'll see if you want to. Go ahead.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was thinking I had... In Palo Alto, I had one AP that refused to go to the administrator meeting, he told me, because he wanted to speak one-on-one. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been an assistant principal in the district for 21 years. I've seen 5 superintendents, mm-hmm. and this is what you need to know.
Okay, mm-hmm. perfect.
So we'll be here. Then you let us know, Cindy, what time.
Sure.
Monday, and
right. I'm texting him right now.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think we've covered everything. What do you think? Anything that we need to...
No, I've put together the calendar. We'll send it to you.
Perfect.
I'll do that.
What do you want to do with Mr. Salazar?
We just set out the dates, and we'll see what he says.
Okay.
I think then we'll know.
Yeah.
Okay. If need be, just so you know, if he says some dates won't work, then I'll work around that, and I'll meet with him.
Okay. We've got to move forward.
Yeah.
People miss meetings, too, so I'm not going to change our schedule for, do the best we can.
Sounds good to me.
One small item. Our union rep, our associations, and the two guys that were sitting there, and I kind of saw them when you said union representatives or union leadership. They
association.
Call themselves association.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, with great pride.
With great pride, yes.
Are they affiliated with CTA or CFT?
They are part of CTA, but I have been here a year, and I have never, in a formal meeting, met their field rep.
Oh, wow.
They don't
they don't utilize those services very often.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting when you get those folks.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It's a very good relationship.
It is. Mm-hmm. A very positive relationship.
That's great. That's that's really good.
Yeah. Both of the associations.
Yeah. We do have interest-based bargaining, always been very important.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Any other questions for us?
Is there any point, if you're here and you're doing things Monday, is there any other benefit to, try to catch either of us or anyone else, or is it...
It's up to you. If you want to set up an appointment and we're going to be here, what time do you think you're going
to
want
us
with it?
When were you going
I don't
to
know. He's texting me back as we speak.
Otherwise, when
you're going to be with us.
He's very responsive.
The second and the third.
I've lost track of my
second or the third.
So, yeah.
Do you want to come in on Monday?
He said first thing at 8:30 or near the end would be best. So either 8:30 or
I'll be here
like
at 8:30 to get their input.
Okay, I'll put 8:30 works.
Dr. Castrito can come up. And
perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you for today.
Thank you.